Astronomers yesterday showed a new image taken with the Hubble Space Telescope. The picture shows a speck of sky in unprecedented detail. But the news conference had another purpose, to save the Hubble. NASA wants to retire it early in 2006. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The unveiling took place at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore. This is Hubble's home court. The institute runs the telescope. In front of the room stood a poster covered with a black cloth. Steve Beckwith, the institute's director, said that only a handful of scientists had seen the image.
In a few minutes, we will show you the deepest picture ever taken of the universe, taken with the most powerful telescope in history, the Hubble Space Telescope. In this picture, you will see light that started out from their galaxies more than 13 billion years ago. They take us within a stone's throw of the beginning of the universe.
But the first speaker he introduced was not a scientist, but a United States senator, Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski. She is fighting to save Hubble. NASA says maintaining the telescope would put astronauts at risk, but Mikulski said this picture was a stunning example of Hubble's worth.
That's why the world loves Hubble. This is why the scientific community counts on Hubble, and this is why I will continue to stand up for Hubble.
Then Mikulski and Beckwith pulled the curtain back to reveal the new image. The picture is a stunner. It's one of those that shows what's really out there. Hubble focused on a patch of sky that, to the human eye, appears empty. Over several months, it took a very long exposure picture, as if the shutter were open for 11 days. The image looks like someone took a jar of tiny galaxies and sprinkled them onto shiny black paper. Some are spirals, others needle-shaped. In the background, smaller and more distant galaxies. Hubble has taken two similar images in the past, called the Hubble Deep Field images. This one pushes even deeper into the universe. Astronomer Andy Fruchter.
I was awed. I had expected that the Hubble Deep Field would be sort of the last word in astronomical observations, and I was astounded to see the difference in the depth and the beauty and the amount of galaxies and stars that you can see in this compared to the original Hubble Deep Field. I think it's going to astound astronomers throughout the world.
Massimo Stiavelli, who oversees the camera, says he is not so interested in the large, pretty galaxies. He pointed instead to a tiny red dot. This could be a very, very distant galaxy, one of the oldest ever spotted.
We'll have 20 objects that are really interesting, and the remaining 9,990 are foreground junk that we have to remove from the image.
That junk is what most people will probably remember this picture for. Non-astronomers care about Hubble because the pictures are spectacular and make them think. One of the striking things about this one is that the galaxies appear at haphazard angles. The picture makes clear there is no up or down to the universe.
This is a great picture. This is amazing. I'm serious.
Jim Bell is a law clerk. He was riding the train from Baltimore to Washington. Most people said wow when I showed them the picture. One person said it proved there was no God. Another said there must be life out there. But Bell could not stop looking at it. Amazing, he said. He said it 15 times.
Once we get this out to the public, they're going to realize we are small. Maybe this will knock us down a peg to make us think, okay, maybe we have to reach out and just love each other right here, you know, because this is amazing.
David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.